We're 60 seconds from the shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And you know, they say, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Never experienced it, but sure.
You know who's credited with saying that?
Who?
Mark Anthony.
Wait, J-Lo's ex-husband?
Yeah.
No.
The Latin singer?
Exactly. J-Lo's ex, the Latin singer, is credited with that quote. Not Mark Antony, the ancient Roman leader.
That's what I was going to say. Are we confusing that?
No, Mark Anthony.
That makes sense.
He said that. And, you know, I'm sure if I was a multimillionaire, multi-talented, award-winning, hunky Latin Casanova, I'd probably be saying that too.
It's really easy.
Makes sense.
Oh, also, you have so much money. It's crazy.
Yeah. I love it. But it's not that easy for the rest of us.
No.
Because you can't force people to love their jobs.
No.
But one company's going to try.
Okay.
Canon, the ones that make camera lenses and like printers and a bunch of tech stuff, their offices in China just installed facial recognition cameras that's going to force employees to smile in order to open all the doors in their building or to book meetings.
Okay, wait. Can the AI technology tell if it's a fake smile or not?
Ooh, now that's going to be
That would be
the big test.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite that advanced.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to open the bathroom door, but I'm depressed. Awful.
If you're frowning, the facial recognition will not unlock it for you. You have to smile. So that way it knows that you're happy and you're excited to be at work every day.
Oh, man. I can't wait till it messes up. You're like, I am smiling. I swear.
It's so weird. I'm so glad that we don't work at a place that forces their employees to smile every day. Well, we work at a normal company that only makes us electrocute each other with a dog shock collar.
Makes sense.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, much more humane.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So let's just get into it with the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to get shocked while smiling and singing a song.
Oh,
so text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Alexis, the camouflaged chicken chaser, Fuller.
What the?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even want to ask.
Yeah, I don't want to ask either.
Let's just put on the shock collar for her, and while that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
It's National Roller Coaster Week.
Oh my god. That was you on a roller coaster?
I'm trying to festively celebrate properly. Excuse me.
I loved it, Jake.
I don't know people know this, but back in 2016, there was a study done where researchers rode Disney World's Big Thunder Mountain Railroad 20 times and found that 2/3 of the time, the ride was effective at treating one particular health condition as long as you were seated in the back of the rail car. Their study was independently confirmed later on, and now it's an effective form of treatment for what condition?
What? Wow, this is cool.
So, sitting in the back, don't you usually do that to get, like, the most stomach-dropping feeling, though?
Yeah.
But if you think about that ride, Thunder Road, there's not huge drops on it.
Yeah.
It's mostly like
that's the train one, right?
Yeah, it's the train one at Disneyland and Disney World.
It's Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Please get it right.
Yeah. And it's like in like a rocky canyon, and it's mostly shifting side to side.
And you're like mine cars, right?
Yeah, so mine cars, like a wooden track.
In terms of like what could help you if you had a condition, the first thing that came to my mind was hiccups. Are hiccups considered a condition?
Absolutely, they are. I thought of hiccups, and the thing about solving hiccups, because I have the cure, I do it every time, is you have to fix your diaphragm. I don't know how that would really
help. Well, maybe
if
you are the way, I don't know, the coaster moves, if it like makes you scream.
It
maybe
you hold your breath or something at a certain moment to reset your diaphragm.
What if it fixes the condition of depression because it's so fun?
Whee!
Only in the backseat.
Yeah. Only 2/3 of the people come out happy. The other are more depressed.
Right, yeah. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking, and I'm trying to say this professionally.
I'm scared.
If you're a little backed up, and you're going through turns, and like you said, when you're in the very back, you get the most gravity pull. Maybe it helps unclog the pipe.
That's why they call it Thunder Road.
Thunder.
I just Thunder Roaded in my pants.
Ew, I hope that's not the answer.
Let's get the question one more time.
I'm grossed out.
In 2016, a medical research team attempted to find a treatment for a condition that sends 500,000 people to the doctors every year. They figured it out by riding Disney World's Thunder Mountain Railroad roller coaster 20 times, and they called it work. But in the end, they were successful. If you rode in the back of the ride, 2/3 of the time, surprisingly, it would solve the ailment. What ailment was it?
Okay, I have another idea. Because, right, okay, hiccups won't work because nobody goes to the doctor for that.
Yeah.
Something that would work, what if it's vertigo?
I was thinking that too. Oh, yeah. What if it?
Wait. What if it regroups you? Like it rebalances.
That's where your eyes are different.
No, it's where you feel dizzy and like the room spins, and it's like your it's where your ears are off.
You're
and it's like
constantly dizzy.
Shifting back and forth in the car could help your equilibrium a little bit.
Absolutely.
I was thinking maybe tennis elbow, but I like vertigo better.
Because you're holding on so tight? Or?
Well, yeah, like it would like stretch your arm out while you're going around a sharp curve.
Just like, I got carpal tunnel. Let's hit Splash Mountain.
Yeah. It's interesting that all these researchers rode the ride and it fixed it.
Right.
That's the
so
thing, like,
all
they all
of
have
the
vertigo?
Researchers on it had this ailment.
I think they just did research on it.
But they have to have somebody with this condition.
Yeah.
That's what I would assume.
You know, I have an idea for you. Let's go to Disneyland. We're going to fix this right
up. If my doctor said that, I'd be so excited.
No, but you're like, oh, doctor, the room's spinning. I'm very dizzy. Like, let's put you on a roller coaster.
Does that mean Disneyland could be covered by insurance?
This is incredible. But Alexis, we're going to need a guess here. What do you think out of all the things that we've said? There's a lot of options for you.
Yeah, as good as tennis elbows, Jeff.
Oh, you sure? Okay.
I'm going to go with vertigo, that it helped with vertigo.
All right.
In 2016, scientists found possibly the most fun way to get rid of a particular ailment, and they did it in a very unique way. They used a 3D printer to create a specific bodily organ, then they put it in a backpack and rode Disney World's Big Thunder Mountain Railroad 20 times. Through this process, they found that the majority of the time, it would knock something loose inside, therefore making it a fairly effective way of treating kidney stones.
Kidney stones! Right when you said that!
Oh, man, but you're in so much pain on the ride.
Well, we didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear you sing Wild Thing by the Troggs.
She doesn't know
any of this.
No, I think I've heard this once or
She's
twice.
She's actually a big fan of the Troggs.
Oh, I have no idea who the Troggs are, but I've heard this song.
She's on Trick or Trog.
Wild Thing, brum, brum, brum.
Yeah,
you make my heart sing.
Yeah.
Brum, brum, you make everything groovy.
Okay, stop.
What?
That was awful.
You make everything groovy.
Yeah.
I only knew the first line.
You were so good and so bad.
Yeah.
All right. Good job, Alexis. That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.